Saturday, February 20th, 6:40 a.m. Okay, it's been a while since I recorded a journal entry. See, this past week, I've been pretty busy. Let's see the news. Oh, yeah, Rush Limbaugh died on Wednesday, I believe. And he pretty much started his show, the one he's famous for, here in Sacramento. I was introduced to him back in the early 80s when he started here in Sacramento. I didn't know who he was, and there were a bunch of guys at work that were listening to him. So, every now and then I'd hear him and stuff, and I didn't agree with some of his stuff, and then I agreed with some of his stuff, and so I pretty much put him in the middle somewhere. He's after he became nationally known, he was considered a conservative type person, and I guess that's what he was. So that's pretty much established. But as far as I was concerned, anything he was saying, from what I could tell, he wasn't lying about a lot of stuff. He may have exaggerated some things, may have. I don't know. Like I said, at this point in my life, and even back then, before I saw the news debacle that I was talking about in earlier discussions about how either the news doesn't report anything that's newsworthy or skews it without saying it outright, in a certain way. So unless I actually see it with my eyes, I take each report with a grain of salt of anything. Something spectacular like 9/11, the planes crashing into the Twin Towers and the other two crash sites. I'm not a denier of that. I believe it. I'm not a denier of the Holocaust. I believe it. There seems to be enough evidence to show that it did happen. I did not see these things with my own eyes, but it's easy to it's pretty safe to say that that they happened. As far as local news is concerned, it's or current news, it's really hard to discern some things. It's like what happened in Texas this week. Let me move over here to the chair so I can sit down. Texas had a big snowstorm, and they had power outages and it's a big disaster there. People died, and so the power outage was pretty much the big discussion. So depending on who you listen to, it's what reports going on? Some people saying, "Yeah, this is the wind turbines froze up." So that's one of the problems with wind turbines. And the other people say, "Well, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, this is what happens when you don't endorse the Green New Deal." Okay, whatever that means. they're really pushing that. And so another way, I was talking to someone yesterday that is a big lefty, and she said that what happened in Texas is unregulated capitalism that caused all that, the deaths and everything. Well, the way I look at it, it really hasn't been investigated yet. I mean, all the information hasn't come out yet as far as what exactly has happened. Okay? So to say that, that's some, she read that somewhere where some lefty was, of course, against capitalism, and they were looking for a way to blame it on the other side. But, you never know. Maybe it was that. I don't know. That's what I'm saying is that until a lot of the information comes out, which will probably be months from now, okay? Just just like what happened with Governor Cuomo, what's happening with him now. He's being blamed for covering up the amount of deaths that happened in the nursing homes that he ordered COVID-19 positive patients back into nursing homes to free up beds in hospitals. And that's a whole thing right there in itself. You know, he was blaming everybody. And look, it's taken pretty much a year for any information to come out about this. And it's not just the people on the right that are jumping on him. It's the Democrats are also jumping on him, the people on the left. So, you know, that's when they start doing that, you could pretty much believe that it's probably true that he did do some of these things, but we'll see. There are more news that needs to come out. Unfortunately, there are protected classes in this country. Joe Biden is his good buddy. You can tell by the way Joe Biden talks about him. So whether he really gets investigated or things, actually get prosecuted, you know. It's just like Joe Biden's son, you know. Don't if you think he's gonna get some kind of punishment for the kind of stuff that he did, based on the evidence that's come up in his laptop, don't hold your breath. It ain't gonna happen. it's he's protected. So yeah, that's just the way it goes. You know, people. If we did those things, yeah, we'd be in jail right now. But if you're that kind of person, it ain't gonna happen. It's like that old Creedence Clearwater song about senators' sons not having to go to Vietnam, but regular Joes like me, we're definitely gonna have to go to Vietnam if we got drafted. So, let's see what else. So yesterday, I helped my sister out and took her to the doctor. So I spent pretty much the whole afternoon doing that. Oh, I got myself scheduled. Kaiser finally sent me an email and said, and I'm scheduled now for the COVID-19 and vaccination. So I'll have that here pretty soon done. And let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much it for now. So I got up earlier and I've been I'm painting. I switched over to my Empowered Woman painting, and not that I got tired of Absolutely Free. It's just that I got to let it dry a little, maybe take the eagerness to paint on it some more off. You know, stand back from it for a while and look at it and get an idea of what else I want to do. And I'll be working on that. Let me get going here and we'll see what happens, okay? 9:50 a.m. Okay, I just finished making the wife some breakfast and I'm gonna take the dog out now. So just checking in. 11:14 a.m. Okay, so I'm back to start painting again. A little notification there. I got to drop off some artwork tomorrow at the gallery. So I guess I'll talk about that some other day. And yeah, I'll just pause it. Okay, 1:10. I guess I'm done for the day as far as recording this stuff. I'll probably start painting again here. I want to do some stuff on the computer today too. Now that the wife's off of it, a good chance to get on there. So that's why I'm leaving.